Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, Houston, Texas.
Sam Sorbo.
Hey.
You're coming back to H-Town, right?
I am. I'm very excited.
You're bringing Kevin with you?
Yes, I am.
I used to watch Hercules. I used to watch Hercules. That was one of my shows. I used to watch Hercules all the time. So I go back to that part of Kevin Sorbo all the way back there.
Amen. And by the way, it's still airing. You can still watch it. So. Oh,
Terry's like a Hercules Rain Man. He knows all the episodes.
Well, you were in Hercules as well, weren't you?
Of course. That's how we met.
Oh, okay. Is that how you met? Oh, nice. Okay.
I see how that works.
Yeah.
Yes. It wasn't even the casting couch.
It's just a work relationship at that point. Even if it was in a building or on a TV set, it's a work relationship.
It was always a little bit more than just a work relationship.
All right, now you two, let's keep it clean.
Well, I guess that's how we move into the next part. What we're here for today, which is the marriage part.
Yeah.
Yes. Are you recording?
We are. We're already rolling. We're good to go.
Dude, thanks for the warning. Okay.
The marriage part. Hey, we don't play around. The best stuff is this stuff.
No kidding. So, yes, keeping it clean. No. There was an immediate spark when we first met, and actually, the story of that is a pretty cool story, and it's available in his first book, which was True Strength, which was a book about recovering from three strokes, which he had right before we got married. And actually, I wrote the chapters about our love story, so they are the best part of that book.
Yeah,
but now we have this new book, and this new book deals a lot about marriage. And so we were invited to speak at this marriage conference there in Houston. And so that's the marriage part of this, because we got married about a year and a half after we met.
Which is relatively quick, but you know what? I did a similar thing. I think when you're in true love and you feel that spark, you're okay to get married after a year and a half.
Yeah, well, we were a little bit advanced in age, so it wasn't like we were 16-year-olds, and we just knew. We knew.
Exactly. That's a beautiful thing when that happens, and not everybody is blessed that way.
Exactly.
Now, what do y'all talk about? What are you planning on talking about here in Houston? I mean, what kind of are you telling stories of what you've done? How are you doing that?
Yeah, I wish I knew. No, I'm kidding.
It's like, I'm going to make it up as we go. It's a question and answer.
No, you know what? It's a weird thing. We've sort of become about representing to the public, just sort of testifying to the culture. And so marriage is a part of that, because we believe very fervently in marriage. We believe that it's best for children to be in a two-parent household, to be raised within the family structure. We believe the family structure is the backbone of our society and the backbone of our culture. And we see that we seem to be losing our culture. It seems to be sort of eroding. And I just went through this. So I do a radio show called The Sam Sorbo Show. And I was just talking about this this idea that parents are looking for schools that are safe. And the reason that they're looking for schools that are safe, like safety has sort of jumped to the top three things that that parents are looking for when they're choosing a school for their child. And this seems to be the argument pro school choice, right? But here's the question. Why is safety of such a concern? Well, children are feeling bullied. They're reporting that they're engaged in fights on school campuses, that they've been injured by other students. So what's the problem? The problem is other students. And what's the solution? Oh, the solution seems to be for the government to move these children to other schools. But the problem isn't the school. The problem is the students.
And it all starts at home. And don't forget, you're speaking to an audience that is all too familiar, unfortunately, with the Santa Fe shooting. You've got disturbed individuals that carry out acts of violence at schools.
Well, we're teaching our children in schools that they're accidents of nature, that life has no intrinsic value, that morality doesn't exist, that virtue is not something. And by the way, we got our public education system in order to instill virtue in our children so that they would be good citizens. That was the whole point of education initially.
Yeah,
and was the teaching of wisdom and virtue.
And did you see the school the other day that's decided to completely do away with even a grading system at school?
Well, I mean, it's all of a piece. It's the degradation of humanity is you know, equality in the mire, in the mud. I mean, it's ridiculous. So, yeah, I don't know how we got on this. I talk too much. I don't know how we got on this topic. But at the marriage conference, we're going to be talking about just some tips about how to make a marriage work. It's not an easy thing to do. The culture, it seems to be fairly hostile to marriage these days. And so we just want to go out there and support marriage and support people who are in a marriage and maybe offer a little bit of advice about getting through hard times. Kevin and I have certainly weathered a few different storms, health being one of them, and so we're excited to be able to do this.
Well, you're a perfect guest.
By the way,
yes,
it's at the New Covenant Church, which is newcc.org, newcc.org, and you can buy tickets there. And it's cheap. It's so inexpensive.
And now the event is happening. The exact day, is it tomorrow or Sunday?
It's happening February 15th, so the day after Valentine's Day.
Okay, so it's happening on Saturday. Saturday at 10 a.m. at New Covenant Church. You know, you're the perfect guest to have on Valentine's Day to talk about marriage and the difficulties that just pop up that you deal with. For example, when your spouse or significant other loses a family member, loses a parent, that is a difficult storm to weather for the person who is trying to be supportive to their partner, because, you know, the emotions that people are affected by affect the relationship while people are trying to heal.
Absolutely. So, and I talk about grief and loss, or I suppose in our we put a devotional out that went along with the movie Let There Be Light. And if you haven't seen Let There Be Light, please do. It's streaming on Amazon, but it's also available DVD at walmart.com. In the devotional, we talk about grief. So many people don't understand what to do about grief, especially if they're not the grieving one, right? It's hard enough dealing with grief when you're the grieving one. When you're not the one who's grieving and you're just sort of co-grieving, what do you do? And I talk about that, and it's often just doing things for the person, just trying to lighten their load in the ways that you can, because you can't lighten their grief. Do you know what I mean?
I do, completely, because I've gone through it with my wife losing her mother last year, and that's why I asked the question. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
I see.
Now, Terry,
so what did you do?
Well, what did I do? I was just supportive of her. And I have to be honest, there were moments where I had to go out to the garage and be by myself to just, you know, calm down and recover and realize that the things this person was doing and saying at this moment in time were not directed at me or because of me. It was because of the situation. And that was
that's the hard thing to do, right? Is to take your ego out for a walk.
I do, and I have
when
a big one. My ego is like a Great Dane ego that I have to walk around.
Yeah. But we do have that, and so especially when someone's grieving, you need to just afford them grace and be there to serve. And if you can take on a service mentality and say, "I'm just here to serve," and if that's as your whipping boy, so be it for now. We'll discuss the ramifications of that later. You know what I mean? Like, just deal with it in the moment and try to move on. Yeah. It's hard. It's not easy. Here's the thing. Marriage is hard. It's not intended to be easy. It's intended to be worthwhile. And in order to be worthwhile, it has to be a challenge.
You betcha. So brings me to my next question. You know, what are some of the things on Valentine's Day, Sam Sorbo, that Hercules does that really get under your skin?
Nothing. Nothing. We're such cynics.
But does he at least send you flowers or something?
Do you know what he does, which is so silly and so sweet and so cute? He does jib-jab cards.
Jib-jab cards. Nice.
It's so ridiculous, but he does them, and he sent me two this year, and one of them was, "You're the one that I want." The John Travolta.
Oh, yeah. Where it's like his big head on the little cartoon body, that thing?
Yeah, and the hard thing was, it was so disconcerting because it's his big head on this tiny, scrawny little cartoony, but skinny jeans wearing, t-shirt wearing thing. And I'm like, that is mildly disconcerting. Like, that's actually disturbing me right now. So.
Yeah,
to mention me in a blonde wig.
That's you know, if he just stops working out completely and doing everything, maybe that's how that would be.
No!
Now, Sam, let me ask you this question, because as I sit across and look at my friend and producer, Terry, I don't want him to feel bad because he just he's going through a divorce, a separation from someone he was married to for quite a while. When do you get to the point, or is there a point for you and Kevin Sorbo at your marriage counseling session, or to talk about your, you know, marriage and how difficult it is, that you say, listen, there are some relationships that can't be saved?
So I'm the product of a few divorces, not the product, but I'm the recipient, I suppose. Right?
I know. I read about it.
A child of divorce. Right. And so I never knew my father growing up, and I'm not qualified to speak on sort of when to pull the plug, if there's a time to pull the plug, but I would always be advocating for reconciliation. And the reason for that is you pick that person. And so if there's a reason to leave, it's because you made a big mistake, because you picked them. And so you have to recognize that some of the faults, maybe not all the fault, but some of it lies there. And if, in fact, that's true, then how are you going to prevent yourself from making the same mistake again? Mm. So it may not be the solution to seek, you know, greener pastures. And of course, there are plenty of different reasons, so I'm not getting into all of that. And Terry, I'm sorry for your situation. I've seen a rise in collaborative divorce. My sister actually practices collaborative divorce, where the divorcing party agrees not to fight, basically. They mutually agree that they will seek the best solution for everybody, and it's much better for the kids.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
That
sounds real fun.
Isn't that how most of them start out, though? They start out like, hey,
we're
not going to fight, but then somehow when lawyers and attorneys get involved, next thing you know, you're brawling.
Bingo. That's exactly the point. And so when you go collaborative, the attorneys agree that it's not going to be a fight, and they enlist other professionals. So they have the financial professional, they have the counselor, they have the other professionals get involved. And so the small issues that come up, like, well, I don't want to move, I don't want to leave the house, the counselor gets to the bottom of why the mother doesn't want to leave the house. Well, she doesn't want to have to move out of the school system. Well, maybe there's another solution between leaving the house and not leaving the school system. Maybe there's a different solution to be found. And basically what happens is it's better for the kids, and it's better for the, you know, I've seen stories of people coming out of collaborative divorce going, wow, I learned so much about my former spouse. They don't typically not get divorced, but at least they're not at war. And I think that's the saddest part of divorce, is it's just so much acrimony and unpleasantness. But we're here to talk about marriage.
Exactly right.
You need to talk about that.
Exactly right. And part of keeping a marriage together and keeping the spark alive is making sure that you have a healthy love life. And as you were speaking there, and I was going to say this, and I'm not even trying to be funny, for a lot of marriages these days, the testosterone pellet for a woman could be a lifesaver. And I'm not even kidding. And that is something that if a woman is feeling like she doesn't have the drive or attraction to her husband that she once did, as people age, chemical imbalances inside the body can contribute to these things. And some people will break up over that, and it's not necessary. And it's just something I want to throw out there, and it's for real.
Okay, I haven't heard that, and so that's interesting.
Yeah, it's a new treatment that's rapidly sweeping the country. Couples are calling them lifesavers, marriage lifesavers.
You called it a pellet, which makes me think of farm livestock.
Oh, right. That's what it's referred to. That's how they put it in surgically. Now, listen, it is Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Fascinating.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
But, you know, you and Kevin Sorbo, you guys are like sort of a, you know, Hollywood couple. You're famous. You're very successful. What is Valentine's Day going to boil down to for y'all tonight? How is it going to go down? Where are you going to go? What are you going to eat? What will you do?
You know what? Valentine's Day to me is a day about love. And I love my whole family. So it's not the romance. Because we sneak away for romance, I don't think. And the other thing is, I don't like to fight the whole crowd getting in, you know. Our schedule is not the 9-to-5 schedule, as I'm sure you're aware. We travel all the time, and there's lots of other stuff going on. So going out to dinner really isn't our deal, and certainly not on Valentine's Day, where you can't get a reservation and stuff like that. So it'll start off the morning with a kiss. And then the day will happen, and we'll have dinner around the table with the family at night.
Yeah,
just disappointing.
Just another day. Maybe pizza. Who knows?
Who knows? Something. But I will wear a shirt with hearts on it.
Nice.
That's the one thing you know. You're like, it'll be a shirt with hearts on it.
Sam Sorbo and her husband, Kevin Sorbo. Yes, the same Hercules you remember from television and Andromeda. Going to be at New Covenant Church tomorrow at 10 a.m. $25 per person. Come on down and, take your significant other, your sweetheart, the one you love with you. And who knows? You might learn something.
Yeah.
And we will be there. We will be there with our new book, True Faith, which you can also get by going to kevinsorbo.net or samsorbo.com. But we will be there signing books, and you can get tickets at newcc.org, newcc.org. And hey, thanks for having me on.
You were fantastic.
Lots of fun.
We love you both. Okay, so happy Valentine's Day, and best of luck with your appearance on Saturday in Houston.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.